Today we are going to do a deep dive on Azure Reservations. I am Yashasvi Sharma, PM for Azure Reservations. So key topics that we will cover today: how to get prices and recommendations for the reservation purchase, what are the scoping options with the reservations, what are the permissions and controls related to reservation purchase, who can purchase, who can manage, and what if you want to disable or enable reservation purchases in your organization. Reservation reports. After you have purchased a reservation, you want to see the utilization, you want to see the cost management reports. We are going to go cover that. What if your needs change? After you have purchased a reservation, you want to exchange, you want to change the scoping of it, want to apply it to a different subscription. We will cover that. And last is how to renew your reservation once it's at the end of life. Before we go through details, let's just do a summary first. What are reservations? Reservations let you commit to use a service on Azure and get great discounts in return. Lets you bring your cost down and get predictable month-on-month spend. They are available for most popular services, for compute, databases, storage, analytics, and we are always adding new services, so there's always something on which you can save. They are flexible and they can save money. What I mean by that is you can purchase for 1 or 3 years, you can purchase upfront or monthly. They automatically apply to your resources. You don't need to shut down or tag your resources to a reservation. Reservation will automatically apply to a matching resource. They apply to all sizes and instance size flexibility group. And you can exchange or cancel if your needs change. And then it gives you the controls that you need. You can apply to a resource group, a subscription, a EA or a billing group, billing profile. You can choose to centralize the purchases, so only your billing admins or purchasers can purchase the reservations. And we provide ready-made showback chargeback reports that can be consumed by your FinOps for cost reporting. So the next topic is how to get reservation prices. There are three ways that you can get reservation prices. First, you can go to Azure Calculator. Second, you can use the API, pricing API. Third, you can use the reservation purchase experience to see the prices. So let's go through the Azure Calculator. When you go to the calculator, click sign in. And once you do that, scroll all the way down and select the licensing program in which you are. And that sets the pricing on the calculator to match your program. So it shows your pricing on Azure Calculator. After that, just select the size, the region that you want to purchase a reservation for. And then you can see your pay-as-you-go rates. You can see the reservation rates. And you can see the discounts which are applicable to you based on your pricing on that program. You can also, as I said earlier, you can use the API to get your pricing. You can also go to the reservation purchase experience and select the SKU, and it'll show you the price of that SKU and the discount percentage which is applicable to you based on your pricing. So that's how you can get the prices for reservations. The next topic is reservation recommendations. How to use reservation recommendations to make decisions. First of all, we calculate the recommendations based on your usage pattern and based on your prices, and we recommend the quantity that maximizes your savings. And I'll show that in a demo a little bit later. But to calculate a recommendation, we look at your usage pattern over last 7, 30, and 60 days. We use your usage pattern, your prices, to figure out the sweet spot that saves you the most money. You can get the recommendations in the reservation purchase experience. You can get them from Azure Advisor. You can get them from APIs. And you can also see the recommendations in the cost management Power BI app. You can also see the recommendation details in the purchase experience, and we are going to cover that in the demo.
So let's go to Azure portal, search for reservations. And you will see the list of reservations that you've purchased here, the ones that are expiring soon, and the utilization percentage. I hit add to purchase a new reservation. This is where you can see the list of products for which we offer reserved instances. And in this case, I'm going to go into virtual machines. What we are showing you is the list of SKUs which are recommended to you and the quantities that are recommended based on your usage pattern over last 7, 30, and 60 days. We calculate these recommendations by analyzing the usage pattern. So in this case, you can see that DS1 V2 in East US over the last 30 days, this was the usage pattern. It has a pretty consistent baseline usage of 7 quantity and then some spikes. We recommended 7 quantity here because that 7 quantity saves you the most money. And you can see that in the savings by quantity tab. So at 7, you're saving $6,000. If you buy less quantity, your savings are reduced. And if you buy more quantity, again, your savings are reduced. So we recommend the point that saves you the most money, and we use your usage data and your pricing to calculate these recommendations. Now I'm going to look at a different VM size in which we have more variable usage. So here I'm going to pick up F4S V2 in Southeast Asia. And my usage pattern used to be consistent almost, and now it has ramped up quite a bit. But because we are looking at last 30 days, my recommendation is 4. I change it to 7 days. And based on the new baseline over last 7 days, my recommendation is 8 quantity. So now you can see that with the new baseline, here is the usage pattern, and 8 is the quantity that saves you the most money. You buy less, you buy more, your savings are reduced. So hopefully this helps you understand how we calculate these recommendations and makes your purchasing decision a little bit easier.
Scoping options for reservations. There are 3 scoping options for reservations. The recommended option is shared scope, when your reservation will apply to all the subscriptions which are in your EA or your billing profile or your account if you're in pay-as-you-go. This is the recommended one as it maximizes your utilization and savings. If you're purchasing reservation for an individual subscription owner or a resource group owner, you can scope the reservation to that subscription or resource group, but the reservation benefit only applies to that subscription or resource group and nowhere else. Usually used when reservation is meant to be used only for that scope. So how to scope your reservations to one of these 3 scopes that we spoke about? When you go to purchase experience, you will see the scoping option and you will see the shared single subscription, single resource group. Select that scope and purchase the reservation. It'll apply to the scope that you selected. You can always change it after you have purchased the reservation as well. So if you want to move it from shared to single subscription or one to subscription 2, you can change that after the reservation has been purchased as well. So reservation controls and permissions. Your billing administrator can restrict reservation purchases to themselves by turning off reservation purchases from the EA portal or Azure portal for Microsoft customer agreement. When you do that, other subscription owners in the organization cannot purchase, and only the billing users can purchase. You need to be a billing administrator, owner, contributor, or purchaser to purchase the reservations then. Purchasing permissions. Again, as I said, billing admins can purchase reservation for any scope or subscription. Users who aren't billing admins can purchase reservations if they have subscription owner or reservation purchaser permission on the subscription, and if the purchase is enabled by the billing admin. Who can manage the reservations? Billing admins can manage all reservations. So they can go to cost management and billing, and they can see all reservations which are purchased using the EA or the billing profile. If you are not a billing admin, then you will see the reservations that you have purchased or the reservations that you have been explicitly added to. So next we are going to talk about reservation reports, which are available to you after you have purchased a reservation. You can see the utilization of the reservation, how it's trending, what's the current utilization percentage is, and what it has been in last few days or years. You can view the chargeback showback report, which shows you the dollar amount of usage by reservation at individual resources. And you can see reservation transactions in cost management and billing. Now we'll go and see the demo about reservation utilization.
After you purchase a reservation, you can see the utilization of those reservations in the portal. So here is my reservation, which is 46% used. The other one is 80% used. Let's click on this number to see what's happening. So when I click on it, It shows me what my utilization pattern has been over the last 7 days, 1 month, 3 month, 1 year, etc. I can break down that utilization by subscriptions. So it shows me that I used it across those three subscriptions and then these three resource groups. And this reservation, I have a little bit of, or 60% underutilization. So that's also shown here in this chart.
So now we saw how you can monitor the reservation's utilization after purchase. Next, let's see how you can see the reservation costs in the cost management report, how you can see which resource used the reservation for how many dollars on what date.
So in cost management, you will see two data sets. One is actual cost, which is shown by default, and then the amortized cost. In actual cost, the usage that gets the reserved instance, you will see the charge zero for those. You will see purchases, but when reserved instance gets applied to a usage, you will see the charge as zero. If you want to know which resource used the reserved instance and for how many dollars or your currency, you want to go to amortized cost. And people use this for usually chargeback showback purpose. So go select a reservation. And it tells me that $689.44 worth reserved instance got used in the month of January. I can go see this data in an itemized manner by resources. So here is the list of VMs that used this reserved instance. So Pluto Lander used this reserved instance for $172, and Ramban used it for $107.70 in this month. The first row that you see there, where the resource is the reserved instance itself, the cost is $366. You will see that record only when you have a reservation which is not fully utilized. And you can differentiate these records by using charge type filter. So here is charge type, and usage will show where the reserved instance was used by resources. And it shows you the resource, subscription, etc., everything, and unused reservation. Customers usually use this view for showback chargeback purpose, and you can see and get the exact same data from exports. If you go to export and get the amortized data set, you will see the cost of reserved instance usage by individual resources. You will see which reserved instance, how many dollars or how many euros, etc., currency usage by different resources. And in the charge type field, you can see which was usage and which is unused reservation. Hopefully this helps you understand how reserved instances show up in your cost analysis and your raw data, which you can use for showback and calculating reservation savings as well.
In the next section, we are going to go through what you can do, what options you have if your needs change after you have purchased a reservation. You have a few options. You can exchange a reservation. You can exchange a compute reservation for another compute reservation. You can exchange a SQL reservation for another SQL reservation. So you can do a like-to-like exchange. You can change the term, you can change the region, you can change the SKU, family, or billing option. You can change pretty much everything for the reservation when you're exchanging. When we exchange, we prorate your existing reservation and we create a new reservation with its own 1 or 3 year term. The prorated value of the existing reservation is returned back to you, and the new reservation is charged separately. The total value of the exchange should be such that what you're purchasing is equal to or greater than what you're returning. The other operation that you can perform after you've purchased a reservation is changing the scope. We spoke about it a little bit earlier. You can change from shared scope to single subscription, or you can change from subscription 1 to subscription 2, etc. So you can change the scope if your needs change. And you can also cancel the reservation. There is limits that apply, $50,000 USD in a 12-month rolling window, and they expect a 12% cancellation fee. You can see the policy and the details at aka.ms/ri-cancel-policy. Next, we are going to go see a demo of how you can exchange a reservation from the Azure portal.
To begin exchange, go to Azure portal, reservations, search for the reservations that you want to exchange. For me, these three, select, and hit the Exchange button. Once the reservations are added to Exchange, you will see the quantity added by default. You can use auto fill return quantity to get recommendation on the quantity based on your utilization percentage over last 7 days. So in that case, we will autofill it. Now here my products are added. This is what I want to return. Next, I go to purchase. I have selected some of the other products that I want to purchase. Usually you can exchange only like-to-like products, so SQL for SQL. In case of compute, you can exchange virtual machines with dedicated host and Azure VMware solutions and vice versa. Your new purchase should be equal to or greater than what you're returning. And when you complete this exchange, you will get new reservations that will have their own 1 or 3 year time duration. And your old reservations are going to be canceled and they will be refunded. The prorated amount will be refunded back to you.
So we went through how to purchase, how to decide what reservation to purchase. We went through cost management reports. We went through optimization. Now you have a reservation, you are able to use it properly. Everything is going fine. And the reservation is at the end of its life cycle and you want to renew at that time. You can set up automatic renewal for reservations from Azure Portal. That's what I'm going to show you in the next demo. After your reservation expires, your resources continue to run as they were. They're not impacted. Only thing that happens is that you are charged using the on-demand rate instead of the reserved rate if you don't purchase a replacement reservation. Here I have two reservations. The first one is expiring. I have not set up renewal. I can just click on that off icon there and begin the process of setting up a renewal, which is easy peasy. So I click there. I set automatically renew this reservation. And then I can select how much quantity I want to renew with, billing frequency, term, etc. And it's as simple as that. A replacement reservation will be automatically purchased upon expiry of this reservation. Thank you. Thanks for watching. That's what I wanted to cover today. If you have any feedback, please go to feedback.azure.com and